Oh yeah, can't stop Ouija.
Hi everyone, it's Gorney here. I just wanted to do this quick intro again. I'm soloing the podcast again. that was a quick entry from the Determination album by Ace Waters and Rickard Eby. Great old album if you haven't listened to it. Highly recommend giving it a go. And otherwise you'd just have an infinite amount of Zelda tracks, and I've already done too many in the last episode. So this episode, I've still not really met up the chance to do a recording. I unfortunately missed the Switch London podcast last weekend because I was not home in time to record, so I do apologise to all of Switch London, and especially to Lee. Because it just literally wasn't going to happen. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, please go check out Switch London's podcast. Matt did manage to appear on the podcast, and it's a really good episode. I listened to it today, and highly recommend it. It was quite nice to actually hear Matt talk one-on-one with someone again. I think he's quite good at doing one-on-one interviews, and I hope he does a few more in the future. Lee also very good at doing one-on-one interviews, and I'd like to do a few myself, but I don't think I really have much confidence in doing that at the moment. But maybe there's something we can all look into doing in the future. Maybe I'll do a few interviews of the other cast members and maybe other people I know. This episode is mainly going to be me talking about the Nintendo Direct that's just recently been. I say recently been, but it was pretty much last month now, but a few days back. Unfortunately, I just haven't had the time to edit and record it, all this extra guff I put in here. I'm hoping that we will be able to sort out some scheduling time in the next week or so to be able to do an actual episode. I know Sam's been very ill recently, so I hope you get well soon, Sam, and we can sort some things out. I've asked him very briefly if he fancied doing some recordings to do some Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the Switch, because I'd like to help him get back into his YouTube channel, because I know he's recently decided to give it a break for a little while. So well, I'll let him decide what he wants to do with that, but you know, just send your best wishes to Sam, and hope he's feeling better soon. Yeah, so this episode will go straight into the Direct, and I give my comments and thoughts on each part of the Direct. This was recorded literally as I was watching it, so it might be a little bit guffy in places. I've tried my best to edit gaps and things, so it sounds not too bad, but there are some bits where it will cut in and out, so apologies for that again. Okay, I'm still learning this sort of thing, and normally I just leave everything to Mr. Gibbo. So yeah, hopefully you enjoy it, and after that's been, I'll come back on and maybe we can talk about some news and other things. So please enjoy, and I'll catch you after the end of the Direct. Laters, bye.
Hello guys, it's a bit random, but I'll talk you through the Nintendo Direct. How cool is that? Not very, apparently. So we've got a minute to go until the Direct starts, so what are we going to do for a minute? Predictions. Yeah, not sure. It's supposed to be just Splatoon and ARMS mainly, but we'll have to wait and see what else comes up. So, okay, 33 seconds and count it. I'll just going to maximise my screen here so I can see the whole thing. And then I'm going to talk everyone through it as we go through, and maybe I can use this for the podcast or for my own channel maybe. Interesting. 7, 6... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Peggy 18 has appeared. Peggy 18. That's unusual for Nintendo, straight away. And we got a new Direct symbol. It's Yoshigaka Koizumi, however you say his name. And he's the guide, apparently. Nintendo Direct will continue to deliver information on a variety of products, including Nintendo Switch. But today, let's start with the Nintendo 3DS. Whoa, okay. Pikmin is coming for 3DS. Hey Pikmin. 2D platformer, which is already previously announced. So yeah, it's interesting. It's a bit different, anyway. It's weird having Pikmin in 2D, or on the 3DS, whatever you want to call that. There's a Pikmin amiibo! Oh my god! Oh my god! Pikmin amiibo! Oh my god, it looks so cool. There's so much going on in this whole Direct. We have the director from Grizo, director of Ever Oasis, defender of the world's last oasis. Okay then, whatever that means. Ever Oasis is an important partner and to support your adventures. Overcome the many challenges that face the oasis. I hope you recognise the bond that links your heart and life with those of Esna. The story has been designed to illustrate the importance of kindness and at times to touch the heart. Ever Oasis will be released on 23rd of June 2017. Nice. We're excited to show you more about the bittersweet world of Ever Oasis, so be on the lookout for more information in the near future. Oh, Monster Hunter Stories coming to 3DS. Monster Hunter Stories announced. Again. It looks more like a... You can ride the monsters and go around the world, hatch monsters, but it's all turn-based RPG battles with Monster Hunter characters. Coming in autumn 2017, Monster Hunter Stories. Interesting. Okay, Yo-Kai Watch 2, Bony Spirits and Fleshy Souls. It's showing off Yokai Watch on the 3DS. A Crankokai set and game. Okay. You get loads of different coins. I presume you can use in-game. And you get special items for doing so. So yeah, that's an early purchase thing. Similar to what you get with Pokemon, with the event Pokemon, normally in the first month. Sparkles is the code. With an at symbol and a 3 for the E. And you can get a rare yokai for using it. So that's pretty cool. Spider Crash. So we've got Coldcept. It's 20th anniversary. Never heard of it myself. But it's a card game thing. First European entry, so that's why I've never heard it. But September 1st, Coldcept Revolt. RPG Maker's coming to the 3DS. What? Yeah, so you can make your own RPG on the 3DS. That's weird. Oh, free downloads available on the eShop. Interesting. That's pretty cool. It's coming 23rd of June. RPG Maker Fez. Me Characters to the Rescue. Okay. Oh, this is Tomodachi Life's coming back with something else. Oh, Miitopia. They've been announced. It's the puzzly one of the Mii games. Miitopia. Something about a Dark Lord appearing to like come and destroy everywhere. And Mii characters have got to save each other. Oh, okay, so you can use the characters from that you made in Miitomo and transfer them over into this new game. Interesting. Ah, so it's linking Tamagotchi Life to Miitopia. Available in this year, so nothing more than that. Fire Emblem Echoes. It's Fire Emblem. Shadows of Valentia. I presume that's the new one. There'll be free and paid DLC for the game. There'll be 5 different packs for Fire Emblem Echoes, Shadow of Valentia, and have a season pass available as well. 25th anniversary of Kirby. Clash Deluxe is coming to 3DS. 4 Kirbys unite to do battle. Sword Hero, Beam Mage, Hammer Lord, Dr. Healmore are all characters you can use on this Kirby game. It looks kind of like the Smash Bros. Mode on the 3DS, where you go on adventure mode against other people. Kind of similar to that. Kirby's Blow Up Blast coming to 3DS. It's like a little puzzle game where he just inhales and shoots people. But you can you take out whole massive areas of enemies with just one blow. Summer 2017 for the eShop. New multiplayer action game in development for Nintendo 3DS for Kirby. Winter 2017. A Devilish Return? Remember this. Ooh. What is this? Ooh. Devilish Brain Training's coming back for the 3DS. Yeah, that's coming July 28th, 2017. Amiibo. Can you figure out this headline? Ooh, Smash Bros. Cloud's been announced. Nice. There's 2 versions of Cloud, Korin, and Bayonetta. July 21st, 2017. Ooh, 3 new Zelda ones of Link as well, on June 23rd. And that's everything for the 3DS. Ooh, ARMS next. It's Biff, the announcer or commentator on ARMS. It's showing off the ARMS video clips from the previous trailer. Within ARMS reach, oh my god, the puns are awful. Yes, ARMS are what you use to attack. I think we know this one already. Different types of ARMS to battle with. They've just shown off a new one, which looks like lobster arms. Popper, tree bolt, and new ones I've not seen. They're types of arms you can use and battle with. Oh, an electric one as well. So different elements, that's not been shown off yet. So there's an ice one, and there's fire, electric, ice, explosion, stun, blind, and wind. Oh, they're showing off a league mode for arms. It's like a training, mode. And you can use them to unlock new arms and abilities. Interesting, you can only do it on a daily bonus kind of thing. Ribbon Girl. They're not showing any more new characters off other than the 5 that were shown previously for ARMS. You can mix up the 2 ARMS together, so you can do different combos, how you're battling and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool.
Get a load of this!
Yeah, they did just use a Robotnik. Oh dear.
Get a load of this!
Oh, new contender. Min Min has been announced. She looks like she's got like noodle arms. Yeah, she does. Noodle arms. Wow. Dodging in the air. She can kick enemy attacks away. Okay, so apparently you can fight with feet as well. Oh, she's got a dragon arm you can shoot laser beams with. So that's cool. Beat the source out your rivals.
Springman.
She's got like a shockwave you can stop attacks come in straight for you and do like a counter attack against your enemies. So interesting.
And my stream dies.
Let's come back. We're right. Okay, so his attacks get stronger when he's weaker, like Lucario and Smash. I showed off a new weapon called the Ram Ram, which is like a disc you can throw. Slapamander and Chiller looks pretty cool as weapons as well. Slapamander, that's really weird. So they're showing off a new level as well. It's like a bowl, and you can go into the middle of it, and it's a really strange shape, like an arena for it. I don't know why. It seems like a pretty good stage, actually, to be fair. It does show off a lot of different tactics you got to use and the way you throw your punches. So it's not all about just throwing punches and hoping for the best. You've got to throw one at a time and re-use your movements cleverly. It's actually a ramen bowl as the stage. she's got a better defense than others, apparently. Right arm's down weak. Dodges out of the way, recover. And back in again. Yeah, it looks interesting though. I mean, from what I played of it, it was pretty good. But looks like they've enhanced it a little bit more from what we previously saw. KO. Yeah, Arms looks good. It'd be a great one-on-one matches. Oh, apparently there's some two-on-two matches as well. Very interesting. That could be a lot of problems with charging controllers. June 16th is the release date for Arms. June 16th. Ooh, yellow Joy-Cons. Neon yellow Joy-Cons, available June 16th. Ooh, an attachment that extends the battery life as well. Ooh, okay, so speedrun Twitch headlines. Yes! Mario Kart 8, here we go. Deluxe. New races, new battle courses, double items, more characters. Ooh, I just saw so it's still got the same online modes. Renegade Roundup looks good in the battle mode. I'm quite looking forward to that. Friend rooms look like they've had a new look in online games. Looking forward to coming back to tournaments. April 28th, I can't wait for Mario Kart 8. I've already pre-ordered mine, so interesting. Ultra Street Fighter 2. Final challenges. You can do between HD graphics or old ones. Evil Ryu, Violent Ken. Interesting. 19 characters in the whole game. And online play as well. 2v1 mode on Street Fighter. What? 2v1. May 26th for that game. Minecraft Nintendo Switch Edition. Interesting. That could be really good for online mode. Oh, local play as well. What's local play like for Minecraft? Let's see if we can find out. 8 crafters online. 4 and local. On TV or tabletop. Not so good. So there's no way linking between 2-3 Switches or more. That could be an issue. They're bringing back the Super Mario universe for Minecraft as well. Coming to May 12th, Nintendo Switch edition of Minecraft. More Neo Geo games coming. Oh, one's out straight away today. Two Sonics, two Sales, one game. Sonic Forces is coming to the Switch. Oh, showing off the gameplay that was previously shown at the last Sega event. Oh, so both Sonic's modes are playable. Brief showing off of the classic Sonic. Oh, a new ally. Didn't show who it was, but it looked like a new character. Sonic Mania. Brand new stages. They've shown Flying Battery Zone. That's coming summer 2017. Still no actual release date. Project Mercurio. It's like a panel flip. It's kind of similar to Bomberman in a way, but you got to flip panels to destroy your friends. It's kind of like a puzzle platform party game. Interesting. Different. Up to 4 players. Looks pretty good. Name Not Final. Project Mikiru, come in the summer. Fate Extella, the Umbrella Star by Marvelous. Never heard of it, but it looks quite similar to Hyrule Warriors in design. Crush thousands of enemies at once. Come in July 21st. Disaga 5 complete. Disgaea, sorry. Yeah, it's a Japanese RPG thing. It doesn't look like my kind of game, to be honest. There's lots of Japanese hearts and things going everywhere. Yeah, nah. May 26th, though, if you're interested in that sort of thing. Two classic puzzle games face off. Puyo 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 and Tetris. No, we've played Puyo Puyo before, and the voiceover said you probably haven't played Puyo Puyo, but there's been a lot of games with Puyo Puyo. You seem to switch over between the games as you go through. Up to four players. Oh, it looks quite intense and quick though. Lots about sabotaging each other and battle mode. Oh, there's a demo coming on Nintendo eShop. I'll download that in a minute. So demo available. We'll be downloading that. Payday 2's on the list. Monopoly on the Switch. So you put the pad down and you can literally see like an over the top view of the board game, and you roll the dice with the Joy-Cons and use the rumble in the controller to do it. It's still Monopoly, but it's out in autumn 2017, but that's quite funny. Rayman Legends Definitive Edition. Quite good to see this one. It ran really well on the Wii U, so it's good to see this version. Great looking game though. There's Mario and Luigi costumes for Rayman. You can connect two consoles for local co-op in Rayman Legends Definitive Edition this year, which is good. THQ Nordic brings the goods. Cinemora X. You're like a little submarine-like thing, and shooter. It's kind of like Galaga in a way, but sideways. It's quite impressive looking, actually. There's lots of HD goodness in that. Cinemora X, come in summer 2017. Battle Chasers Night War. Never heard of it. Okay, it's based on a comic book series. RPG fighter. Turn-based combat. Oh, it's another impressive looking game. Summer 2017 for that. Payday 2. Coming to the Switch. What? Starbreeze. This is crazy. It's later this year. But Payday 2 confirmed. That's pretty cool. Namco Museum. Pac-Man. Galaga. Splatterhouse, all on the game. Rolling Thunder, Sky Kid, Tank Force, loads of random Namco games. Dig Dug even. I'm not even sure what that game is. It's like challenge modes and things on each game, so that's pretty cool. That's coming this summer. And that's the end of the headlines for the Nintendo Switch, apparently. Last game of the day, Splatoon 2. So no more surprises then. Recruitment video from Grisco Industries. Our goal? Using a resource known as Power Eggs. What? Our company is creating a better society for everyone. Interested? Come and join us. So it's like a power station or something like that? Beginners are welcome. Invite your friends to join in. And it's showing off a girl squid. Oh, they're all dressed up like engineers and things. Teamwork. Work together to reach a common goal. Your reward. The harder you work, the more it will pay off. So it looks like they're doing it like a job system, maybe? Collect power eggs, a brighter future awaits. Very odd. Like a old school look. Oh, Salmon Run is a new mode in Splatoon 2. Freelance power egg collecting in Salmon Run. It looks like a wasteland where they are. It's not like the normal bright colours of Splatoon. It's very odd looking. Might be a multiplayer campaign, possibly. It's like a dirty beach. Oh, it's like a zombie mode for Splatoon. A horde of waves. It's like a wave mode for Splatoon. So you and four friends can all join together and destroy these zombie fish-like things. Oh, wow. There's like a salmon zombie. A boss salmonoid. He's very creepy. Oh, apparently he's like a tank. Oh, they're getting destroyed. Oh, there's a lifesaver you can use. Ink by ally, and you can come back. It's like a revive mode for Splatoon. Weird. It does seem to work really well, though. Golden eggs come from the bosses. So let's collect the eggs and put them in a container and on the map. So it looks like you got to harvest the eggs to win a level. Looks like it could take quite a while to complete, though. Oh my god, they look like they're vomiting on each other. It's a lot different looking and feel than the previous games, so it looks like you use those items to unlock different clothings and items. Game looks interesting though. I really like it. Octopus Return, stay fresh. One more repeat. Oh, Amiibo. Splatoon 2 Amiibo coming. Three new ones: Inkling Girl, Inkling Boy, and Inkling Squid. All got new variations. I'm wondering if you can use the same ones from the previous game, and they're just variations of them. You can save your favorite outfits and things to this amiibo, and then you can use it at any time. You can take photos with friends, and you can still be squids. You can share photos from the Switch to put onto social media. Ooh, some really cool looking new costumes. There's like a dark suit thing. Oh, there's a guy in that like silver armor. So all the other amiibos are compatible with this game. And that's about it, really. Thank you very much. Oh, There's something else. Oh, July 21st for Splatoon 2. Amiibo release the same day, July 21st. It's good to see the Nintendo Direct coming back, though. There's quite a lot of details there, so interesting. Cool.
Thanks for listening to that, guys. So Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is now finally out. So, thoughts on that so far? It's been really good. I've played a few tournaments with a few people. Let's start with the comparisons from the original on the Wii U. New things. Firstly, we get the third turbo option when you are drifting around corners. Okay, it's only useful in a certain amount of corners, but it does add that extra competitive sort of edge to it. It's kind of strange. I don't know. It makes you think about the way you're turning round corners differently and maybe try and hold on for that extra boost round them. It's quite cool. I like it. Double boxes as well from Mario Kart Double Dash. It's great to add this in there. It gives you that extra chance, shall we say, to get the extra boxes and maybe be a bit more competitive against other players. So that's pretty cool. Nice. It's good that they've taken basically two good parts from Mario 64 and Double Dash to make this like full game, shall we say. Other than that, we've got the battle mode with arenas. Really like the arenas, especially the Splatoon arena. I think they've done a really great job with that. And hopefully, in the future, we'll see a few more things like that related with Splatoon. The actual modes are quite fun. You've got the normal balloon mode, which is just like the classic. You got five balloons, beat your opponents, and you can use mushrooms to steal people's balloons, which is always a useful tactic I like to use. It's just basic all against all battle mode. You can do team battle mode as well with that, which is nice. Bomb blast, which is the same thing but with bombs, basically. The bombs only, and you collect them in each box, and I think you can hold 9 at once, which is very, very cool, especially with areas where you can use the glider. You use the glider and then you just drop bombs on people below. I love that so much. It's so good. It's such a cool mode. Renegade Roundup. So I'm not too sure about it, if I'm honest. I mean, it's just cops and robbers, and it's nice that they've added a mode like that in it, but I don't think it works very well. There's times when like the cops find you straight away and the game's over, and then there's other times where you can just go and hide in some random corner of the map and no one will see you. So it needs a little bit of balancing maybe, but it's got an interesting idea at least. It's pretty cool. Shine Thief has come back as well, from Double Dash as well, I believe. I've not seen it yet, but I'm just wondering whether this is possible to play on the tracks as well as the arenas, because I think this could be an actual interesting mode for the actual racetracks, and wonder why they didn't really use that before. If they did use it before, I apologise, I just didn't know. I'll have to have a look at that. It's pretty cool. Other than that, there is one more mode, isn't there? What was the other mode? Oh, the coin collection one. Coin collection, you go around the map and you collect as many coins as possible in the time limit, and you can beat your opponents with items to make them drop coins, which is this a pretty cool fun game, from fun mode, shall we say. And I think I've probably enjoyed the Bob-omb Blast mode with a mixture of the coin mode at the same time. I mean, maybe if you could like mix those modes, it could be fun, more interesting. But that's cool. And other added things, new characters. So we've got five new characters. We've got the Splatoon boy and the Splatoon girl, and they both have a new Splatoon themed carts with them. The carts are brilliant. Honestly, I really do enjoy the carts. They have, rather than have like turbo boosters and things like that, they have what I'm going to describe as ink shooters coming out of their areas where they should be turbo in. So like purple ink and different coloured inks drop out of you as you're going for the when you hit the turbo boosts and the drifts. That's a really nice little added feature. I really didn't think that was pretty cool. And we also have Drybones and Baby Bowser. And we also have one other character, who is King Boo. So yeah, that's your five characters, I believe. If I'm correct, I hope I am. If there is one more, give me abuse in the comments and let me know, or tweet us. Yeah, so I've played a lot of Mario Kart in the last couple of days. I'm running a Mario Kart tournament event at the Southampton Game Fest this Saturday. So this is why I'm trying to rush my best to try and get some of this episode up. So if any of you are interested, please come and look at the Hampshire Gaming Hub's Facebook page, and all the event details for the day are there. Last time I heard, there was over 35 tables of different content and gaming content and things and cosplay, all sorts of things going on, and it looks like it's gonna be an absolutely amazing event. I honestly think it could well be the best one, so let's not go, like, jump to conclusions, but yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna be there, I believe, with Richard from Street Pass Portsmouth, who's gonna give me a hand. He's a very nice chap. We are both going to be running tournaments on Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and 1-2 Switch. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is a time trial event on I believe that it's been confirmed, 150cc track. Basically, Mario on standard kart, standard glider, standard wheels, and we've decided that we are going to be racing on the Hyrule level. We thought over this for a while. It was because the first Game Fest we did Mario Kart Time Trial 4, and we used SNES Rainbow Road, which worked really well, and it's a really nice feature. And it was pretty cool that we're now basically returning back to Mario Kart 8 Deluxe this time. And this time we're going to use the Hyrule track, because I haven't really shown much of the DLC tracks off to people. So I thought I'd give that a go and see how it goes. So anyway, please come check it out. I hope you really do have the time and chance to come to our event and the event, and then come say hello, come say hi. I'm definitely going to be there. Whether, I think Sam might be turning up. I can't confirm because, like I said, he's ill. And, of course, work commitments and things. Jason did come last time, so maybe he might turn up. And again, not really sure. And I don't believe Matt's coming. But my plan is to... I'm going to take my laptop with me, with this microphone I'm using. And I'm going to try and get some interviews on the day. Maybe I can do another recording, another in-betweeny episode for the podcast. So this has been really difficult trying to do it solo. Oh my god, I just can't stop talking. It was like, because at least when you do like multiple people, I can actually like pause for a minute and let others talk. This is really difficult. So anyway, the 1-2 Switch tournament is going to be based firstly on the draw cowboy mode for the first round. I think we've got a limit of 32 players in a bracket, so 32 16 8 4 2. So I think that the plan is to have a milk off on stage I can't believe I'm even saying it. Well, yeah, we're having a milk off at the final, which will be on the stage, and did you have the chance to win a cow trophy? A cow trophy. How good is this? It's so good. There's also going to be a trophy for America, but I've not been confirmed yet, so I have to wait and find out what that is. As soon as I know any more information, I'll share that on the MPod page and my own page. So, yeah, you can see, if you aren't sure, check out the MPod system Facebook page, because I've got all the event details for both linked on there, and we also have links to Hampshire Gaming Hub on there as well. So cool, hopefully I get to see a few of you on Saturday. Even if you just can't make it, just let me know and say, you know, just give us a bit of encouragement. That'd be good, because I'm really sort of nervous but excited for this weekend. It should be really fun. But yeah, be cool to see some of you. So cool. Let's go into some other news.
Oh yeah, can't stop Ouija.
Okay, firstly, Reggie has come out and apologised for the Nintendo NES Mini demand, and apologised that people have missed out on it. But you've cancelled the thing. So how can you just go and apologise to people when you've already cancelled the thing? I mean, I don't understand it. I honestly don't understand why they've thought it was a good idea to cancel it in the first place. I mean, it was still selling well. There's people still in demand for the thing. There's people couldn't get it anywhere, especially in America. It was an absolute nightmare for them. Sometimes you just wonder, what are you doing? And that was the first one that I come to last week and said, what are you doing, Nintendo? You know. And then straight after that, there was sudden rumours of a SNES Mini coming out for Christmas. Come on. There was just clickbait articles everywhere, and people were just running into it and believing it. I'm like, no. No. I as much as I'd like to see a SNES Mini, and the NES Mini was a good console. Okay, it's got some flaws, like the length of the console to the TV, and the fact that you basically needed to buy another controller for it to enjoy it with friends, but it was good for what it did. The only other thing I could really add to that is, it was nice that Reggie's actually apologised, but just make more of them, so people could actually buy them. Or, even better, add them all to the Switch, or the games that are on there, and then we wouldn't have to worry about buying this game console in the first place. It's like, come on, just do it. But if anyone who thinks like the first Christmas for the Switch, are they going to bring out another console? I think you're mad. Absolutely mad. Surely. Oh, wait a minute. They did bring out another console. Yes, they this week announced the Nintendo 2DS XL. Yes. It's a pretty sleek design, if I'm honest. I like the colours and the way it's gone back to the clamshell. It's been like talked about as it flips open, and yeah, I do like it. It's very good. So hopefully they can develop that into a more like feasible console for people who can't quite afford the 3DS or the Switch. So I can see what the reasons why they brought it out. There were some figures that I saw on Twitter, so, you know, who knows if it's real or not. But I saw that in 2016, the 3DS and 2DS sales in Europe literally were 50-50. So you can see why they've sort of thought, okay, let's advance into this 2D section, because there's clearly demand for it in Europe. Not so much in America and Japan. Japan was literally the least sales of the 2DS console. But, I like the idea of it. I think it's a cheap option. There's already a massive library of games out there. If they add an extra 4 or 5 million onto it, they've hit the 70 million sold for 3DS consoles and 2DS consoles combined. So, yeah, I mean, it's a nice little ending to the 3DS consoles. You know, it's the 3DS still has games put in place for it for the next year and a half, 2 years. So it's going to be some ongoing things happen for that. So I don't think it's the end for 3DS or 2DS. There's still a lot more to do with that, especially with like at least two Monster Hunter games in planned to come to this console. But that also asks the question whether or not we're going to be getting a Monster Hunter for the Switch. Again, another issue we just haven't been told about, so not so great. But anyway, other stories this week. Just recently, as I started recording the podcast, I discovered that Pokemon Go is going to have another event this weekend, all centered around grass Pokemon. So there'll be a higher chance of catching grass Pokemon. This is due to a festival event. If I just get up the article, but 1 second. It's a festival event for the weekend, all around, I think it was gardening and something like that. I'll have to double check that. But yeah, it's nice that they're still doing little events for it. There's been little mentions of legendary characters appearing in the next couple of months, so hopefully there's a bit more information on that coming in the future. But other than that, I'm not necessarily sure how far Pokemon Go can go, should we say? Because there's only so much more you can do with it now. I think you can keep adding Pokemon to it, but this point here, the end of Gold and Silver's generation, was when a lot of people just dropped off originally. And though it still made sales and Pokemon has had a good big comebacks recently, I think Ruby and Sapphire are sort of the area where a lot of people sort of had mixed feelings on the game, and I'm wondering whether bringing those Pokemon into the game in the next year later might take a bit of time for people to get used to. But I do applaud them for keeping active on this game. But I've got to tell you a story this week. We had a guy in one of the Pokemon Go groups. I believe it was the Bournemouth one. He was basically removed from the group originally because it was found out he was what they call spoofing, cheating in the game to be able to you basically move your character without actually physically moving yourself. You can do this normally from your own computer and things like that. It's been frowned upon about cheating and things like that, but I think they've basically come in and solved any issues, and the guy's been welcomed back into the group. And there was a massive discussion about using the spoofing technique to gain advantages in this game. And the guy who was responsible for all of it, he said, I did it because I wanted to hit level 40, and that now I've done everything in the game, I don't know, I just need to wait for them to add something new. But I'm like, but the whole point of the game is to go out and collect Pokemon by gaining steps and walking. It is a fitness walking app with Pokemon attached to it. That's literally what it is. And it's done really well for communities and people to meet people, and it's a real good, great game. But then you get people that come on, oh, I've cheated my way through it to get to this level, and now I've got nothing to unlock, and now the game's dead to me. So I'm like, well, what was the point? You've gained nothing from doing it, and I don't understand it. It really confused me, and I wish there just wasn't. You know, I just wish people would just wake up a bit. You know, sometimes it just really does my head in. The festival is called Worldwide Bloom, and I don't really know much about that actual worldwide event, Worldwide Bloom, but I'm sure that's an event worldwide for blooming gardens, I think, because it's now spring, nearly summertime, so hopefully we can see a bit more of that in the future. There's lots more talk, especially on Nintendo Life, about the 2DS this week. Weighing up the logic behind the reasons for it, but like I mentioned, I think it's just it's a great cheaper option. It's a much better than the wedge design. I think it's a much better design than that. it, even though people already have it, it's a cheaper option. If you want to buy another console, or you want to add to your library of consoles you already own, it's a good one. It's a good one to pick up. And I think, personally, I think I might be I might consider picking one up if I can work out a way to record footage from it. But I think it's probably going to be the cheapest option to do in without ruining my my current lovely orange limited edition 3DS I've got now. So, yeah, maybe in the future. We'll see. Okay, so other news. We have Yooka-Laylee could be much improved by the time the Switch version arrives. They've had lots of criticism for Yooka-Laylee recently, saying it's just not really been what people were expecting, and people have been sort of annoyed with that. There's lots of open spaced areas and cut content. I know the JonTron parts have been annoying a few people that he was cut, but that was probably for the right reasons, to be honest. But if you want to look more into that, you have to look into JonTron's Twitter, which is really it's really complicated, but very odd. But yeah, there's rumours that they're going to try their best to make the Switch version improved on the other versions. That they're going to give it as much they can to improve on and hopefully make the critics and fans alike give a better opinion on the version. I've personally waited out for the Yooka-Laylee version on the Switch, so I'm definitely looking forward to this. If they are going to improve it, I've quite rightly waited out for it, so that'd be quite cool. What I've seen of it, I seem to enjoy the content. I've watched a few streams and things, but I've tried my best to avoid spoilers. And it's always difficult when everyone's got a game and you haven't played it yet. It's very difficult to avoid spoilers in the game. Let's move on to some other news. DLC for Zelda Breath of the Wild, Master Trials DLC. Oh my god, this is so cool. Honestly. I've never actually been excited for a DLC pack before. I think since Mario Kart 8's original DLC, which is actually all included in Mario Kart 8 now, which is brilliant. The new Zelda DLC adds quite a lot of content. I need to double check because it's all done in packs, but there's also extra bits added on, which I believe is already on the eShop now. They have the ability to have Japanese voices. I think that's an extra DLC part you could buy, so you can listen to Japanese voices while you play the game. It was a bit odd that they charged people for it, because you could quite easily create a Japanese Switch login or user and then play the Zelda in Japanese version. The problem with that is, of course, you need to know how to read Japanese. But I think if you've played the game already, you pretty much know most of the text anyway. So if you're going for that second playthrough, maybe you won't need to buy it. So it's a bit of an odd one. But I suppose it makes it easier. You can still read the text in English, and all the voices are in Japanese. Which, personally, I think it did sound better when I heard the trailers on the Japanese version compared to the English version, especially Zelda. She's had some really iffy moments in voice, so maybe it's a bit too posh and English spoken, I suppose, is the best way to say it. But for the rest of the DLC pack, there was some interesting things. Extra costumes was one of them. There was a Tingle costume, which has been added, which is a very, very strange thing. It's Tingle's hood, Tingle's shirt, and Tingle's tights. And pretty much the same design from the Wind Waker Tingle, but of course all for Link, so a bit more of like a human Tingle. The back's got like a snake on it, that looks quite similar to Arbok from Pokemon. So I don't know if Tingle's always had that, or if that's something extra, I don't know, but I'll have to have a look at that one. There is a Trial of the Sword, which is part of this DLC. It's quite similar to the Cave of Trials on Twilight Princess, sorry. So it's quite similar to that sort of thing, but for Breath of the Wild, I believe they said 35 levels, but I might be wrong about that, so apologies again. hard mode has been added, but it was basically every monster has got an extra upgrade up to the next level. So for instance, the Moblins and Bokoblins, rather than being the standard red colour at the beginning, they'll be the blue, because that's the next level up. And then those ones will then turn into white, and white turn to black, and so on. So it's not quite explained every monster. There's been questions about how Guardians work in this how, like a leveled up hard mode, because they're fairly difficult already from personally. But I think once you learn a few features like the shield blocking, it's quite a good way of avoiding that. There's a Hero's Path mode, which I've not really heard a lot about, but I'll have to look into that one. The Travel Medallion basically gives you an extra travel point, which I'm not really too sure why, because you've already get all these travel points from collecting the shrine. If you unlock the shrines, you get that as a travel point. But I suppose if there's an area between the shrines, it'd be quite useful. Maybe somewhere near the castle area, that'd be quite useful to use. Maybe if you get stuck up high up a mountain, they can't find something, it could be useful. But other than that, maybe like an early on game, if you restart the game, maybe that could be good. But not many people can do that, I don't think. And I think within, maybe the Hero's Path mode was that, there's in the map, it now gives you a tracker where you've been for the last, I think it gives the last couple of hours or so. So literally it draws a green line from the last point you were at, and you can follow the track to see if there's any areas you missed. It might be quite a useful thing for finding extra spots like Korok seeds and things like that in the map. That's quite a nice little feature, so I'm quite interested in that one. In terms of other parts of the costumes, there was a Korok mask added, and also, I believe, Majora's mask was also in there. The Korok mask shakes when you're near to a Korok seed or Korok themselves. So it's another way of trying to find all those Korok seeds, and especially the ones you've been missing. So I just looked into Hero's Path mode. It's like a cookie cutter figure aside. Okay, this is a bit weird. I'm trying to read this from Nintendo Life while trying to talk to you at the same time. This is really weird. So yeah, the Hero Path mode is the map feature. It draws out over 200 hours of progression on the map. That's just crazy amount of time. I thought it was only a few hours, but it's 200 hours of progress. So it tracks you where you've been and where you haven't been. Okay, that's pretty cool then. I like that. Nice idea. Majora's Mask, I don't know if there's any extra features to it, but I think that it looks pretty cool, if anything, I think. They have the Majora's Mask on your face. There's also Midna's helmet, and then there's also a Phantom outfit as well. I think that's from maybe the Phantom from Twilight Princess again. But overall, in all, it's a massive old DLC pack, and it's not too much, if I remember, to buy the whole pack. So that would definitely be something I'll be looking into. It definitely adds some extra features which we haven't had before. And it will definitely help us out going forward. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Right, I think from there, I think I'm getting to the point where I can't stop. I'm literally just going to start losing my voice if I carry on talking anymore. So, it's been cool, guys. Apologies again, we haven't really done a proper episode for a while. We'll try and sort that out as soon as possible. I'll try and organise something with Sam, and I'll try and get some more guests on and work out how we can do a proper recording. It's been cool though. I've really enjoyed trying this out, and it's as annoying and stressful as editing can be. I think I've actually really enjoyed doing bits and pieces for it, and maybe I can help Matt out in the future when we finally get back to sorting stuff out. So cool. Thanks again. I will leave you in the very capable hands of a certain skeleton. But until then, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe if you are on YouTube or listening to us. If you're on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us a review on the page. We've had a few reviews recently. Maybe I'll give a few shout outs in the next episode. So if you had a review this episode after this episode, I will give you a shout out in the next one, and you can say whatever you like, even good, bad, ugly. We don't mind. Just put something. Reviews help the podcast out, and they help us to get to more audiences in the main iTunes library. So please help us out by leaving a review. Thank you very much. And also check out our social pages, N Podcast System on Facebook and on Twitter. You can also check out my own page at Gorny7789. You can also check out the YouTube page, also Gorny7789. Same for Sam Spade Gaming is also on YouTube, also on Twitter and Facebook, and as well as Mr. Gibbo himself, Ace Gibbo, on Twitter. And also you can find him multiple areas of other places doing articles for VG Tribune and also Nintendo Prime. So please check out everything, guys. We really honestly do appreciate your support and listening to every episode. It's been a manic 2 years so far of this. That was it. I didn't actually say happy birthday to us for 2 years from March. So yeah, it's nice. It's nice for us to be able to do this. And I've got nothing else to say other than you're gonna have a bad time.